Welcome back. I miss you. How is everybody? Recording from my phone today, so sorry not sorry for the lack of quality that you might be used to, but I will be bringing you rawness and realness today. I am in my office. I also have my Slutchapreneur manager with me, Elizabeth. Yay!
Hey, Sluts.
So we are also on live on Instagram. This is the first time this is happening, so I'm going to try not to be too nervous, but we have a really, really fun episode today. I'm going to be talking to you guys all about cum and swallowing it and blowjobs and how to just make it an easier process. So I'm really excited to talk about that. This is going to be fun. But first, I want to start with our definition of the week, fetish of the week. Can't remember what it's called. It is Gakun. Gakun. Let's do that one more time if it'll allow me. Nope, YouTube said no, but you heard it. It's Gakun. Gakon, it is a Japanese term for sexual activity in which a person, usually a woman, consumes the semen of one or more men, often from some kind of container. Gakon can also refer to the sexual act of swallowing semen after performing fellatio, which is a blowjob, or participating in a bukkake. And a bukkake, my children, is a sex act in which one participant is ejaculated on by multiple participants. It is often portrayed in pornographic films. The word gakun is onomatopoetic, and translates roughly as the English word gulp, the sound made by swallowing. Okay, we're still recording. Just my phone screen went dry. We're good. So that is the fetish of the week because that has a lot to do with what we're talking about. Now let's get into some slutty news. I'm going to be the slut in the news today. My slutty update is that my book is restocked. We still have about 100 copies available. This is the XXXL edition. It's magazine size, a little more legible to read. It's lovely. It's everything I hoped and dreamed. And thank you everyone who has purchased it. Still have a few left and can't wait for the next drop once these all sell out. So again, thank you, Slutchapreneur Secrets, available at professionalgoddess.com, which leads me to exciting news, which we are now on Kindle. So if you trust Kindle and Amazon and don't want to support through the website, that's A-okay. Get your Kindle on, Slutchapreneur Secrets. And what else? That's about it for the book. If you don't want to invest in the book, we always have ebooks available on my website, which are little pieces of the book. If you have a more targeted area of being a slut on the internet you want to learn about, starting at $9.99, you can check all that good stuff out. So again, thank you so much for supporting. It's really a dream come true to write a book and have people buy it. And we print locally. So you're supporting a local business. You are also supporting the designers that helped create all the graphics for this book. So it's a win-win-win. Also, speaking of Amazon, I am now a creator on Amazon's Creator Hub. I encourage all of my hustlers out there, if you are an influencer, beginner, if you buy on Amazon, anyone can be a Amazon influencer. Obviously, you have to get approved. So you can check out mine. Let's see what the link is. Creator Hub. It is under Professional Goddess.
I think say Google Amazon Storefront Professional Goddess.
Amazon Storefront Professional Goddess. Yes, so it is amazon.com/shop/missmothership. So you can check out my banner. I used canva.com to create. My Canva code might be in the description of this episode. if you could say.
Try to subtly give me. What'd we do on the recent one?
Well, I will get to that. The, where was I? Amazon Creator Hub. I want to let you guys know first that this is an avenue you can take to make money. You basically upload reviews of products you like, and if people watch the videos, you get compensated. If people buy them, you get commission. So I have been working on building my album of videos. It's really quite simple. You can go through your house, anything that's on Amazon. You create a high quality video talking about it. It can be as short or as long as you want. You get them on your platform and that's it. So if you have free time and you like talking about things while filming yourself, great way to make money. Let's talk about what Gina, my new agent, has expressed to me. Her vision with this, which I totally agree, is that Amazon is going to kind of be like a Netflix. Like when you open your TV, there will be an Amazon app where you can shop and people will be live talking about products. So if you have a favorite chef, they might be on there cooking, talking about like cutlery they use. And if you're, you know, if they influence you, you'll probably be buying stuff they use. And when I was on Amazon Live the other night, there was how many other people on live? Like 17?
Yeah, not a lot.
So imagine when YouTube was in the beginning, how many of you, you know, creators weren't on there at the beginning? All those beginners now are thriving. So this is the time. Slip into it. You heard it here first. So yeah, check out the Amazon Influencer Program. Check out the Creator Hub. See my account. Upload 3 reviews first. Once Amazon approves you, then you can start making that money. So what do we do on Tuesday, Elizabeth?
We went live
and we gave away a Slutchpreneur Secrets book. It was so cool. All you had to do was watch the live and we did this little like emoji race at the end and
loved
it. It was so much fun. I hadn't had that much fun on live in a long time. Okay, we're still recording. This is what happens when you don't edit an episode.
That's okay. I see the authentic
stuff. So Amazon Live. Next win of the week is that I got a successful collaboration with Sophia Gray. I had never been reached out by a platform, like one of the websites I use to sell weird things. So it was an honor to be recognized by Sophia Gray. It's an honor to share again another platform where you guys can make money. If you hadn't seen the TikTok I created for Sophia Gray, it's on @weirdthingsisell. That is my TikTok focused on weird things I sell. And side note, I highly encourage you, if you have multiple side hustles, if you are a virtual sex worker, separate your TikToks from your personal. As you know, my account with 1 million followers got banned. So we went through, we deleted any videos with skin showing, we deleted any videos talking about anything 18 and up, and we made a new account. And when you start a new account, TikTok really favors you. They want to get your videos on the For You page. It's like a weird algorithm thing. So I suggest always making new accounts. I have like 6 accounts linked on my phone. So you can always test racy videos on an account that has a lower following, and if it doesn't get removed, then you have a little more confidence to post it on accounts with more followers. Okay, so yeah, and thank you everyone who DM'd me on my Slutchpreneur Instagram. A few of you sent me some emails expressing your love and empathy for listening to my last episode. I am healing since then. Therapy's great. With therapy, you also have to dig deep and relive trauma, bring the trauma to the top, let it resurface. So I think everything just kind of hit all at once. Having some disgruntled ex-employees really slander me hurt as well. Yeah, just it's hard when you were intentionally small and you only had to rely on yourself, and then all of a sudden, like, you know, you bring a lot of people into your circle that you trust, and it's just natural that, you know, people aren't perfect. And we learn from it. We grow and we make room for better people.
That's me.
We love loyalty. Yes. Scorpios love some loyalty. All right. Now let's get into the show. Let's talk about the 90-day fiance star who sold her farts in jars and then suffered a health scare. I will be reading this blog from Forbes.com. I also forgot to mention that the semen definition fetish came from Wikipedia, so Wikipedia, don't come for me. All right, so Miss 90 Day Fiance, let's see here, Stephanie Matto. She sells farts in a jar, and should I just read word for word or kind of skim
through? Maybe like a little synopsis. Okay. I'm sure the first like paragraph.
So she's kind of a self-described fartrepreneur. Love that. So she basically has this diet which makes her poo, and then she farts in these jars, supposedly. Sometimes she puts like flower petals in them. But in her viral YouTube video and TikToks, she claims she brought in 100K. Again, these are all claims. Her TikTok videos really reminded me of some of my viral TikTok videos I did at the beginning about selling weird things. And I gave her a follow, Queen Support Queens. She did get a heavy amount of press. I mean, we are reading this on Forbes. It looks like she went on TV. So it's... can't put a word on the feeling, but when you're a sex worker who really risks a lot and you don't get like credited for it, it makes you kind of feel like there's a shadow on all the people that made it possible for her to fart in jars and sell them, if that makes sense. Or my thought is perhaps her PR from 90 Day Fiance got this thing going. Because from personal experience, selling farts in a jar can be complicated. I will say a customer told me once, if you fart in the bathtub and hold a jar like halfway in the water and capture the bubble, that's really the best way to capture the scent. But there's always clients who are in there just for the fantasy. So even if it doesn't smell, just the sole fact that they are buying a jarred fart is sexually exciting for them. Also, what was I going to say? Fantasy. Because I know all about the fantasy with burps. You know, I burped in bags. I get it. But, you know, as a hustler, I was thinking about this in different directions as to how this was possible that she went so viral after kind of having done the same thing. I think it could have been a great opportunity for her to normalize sex work. It looked like a lot of it was for her benefit, but I'm not knocking her hustle. I'm just kind of commenting my thought process about it. Let's see what else the article has to say. She was producing up to 50 fart jars a week. That's quite a lot of flatus to produce. Again, if she didn't have a long time following, it's just hard for me to believe this, because in this particular fetish space, the number, like, clientele is harder to find for the specific niche. And it's also, as you know, realistically hard to find clients that really pay that much, especially for this specific niche. So I'm wondering if her going viral brought this clientele to her. It's just hard to say. Now she has her own website. Looks like she has NFTs. So I commend her for capitalizing the fuck out of this, or I commend her team for helping her. So she has a high fiber diet, beans and eggs, protein shakes. Let's see. Then she's having like breathing trouble, anxiety, eventually goes to the hospital. She thought she was having a heart attack. Of course, she didn't tell the doctors about farting in a jar, just about her diet. But they eventually determined that she wasn't having a stroke, but instead having gas pains. And Lord, let me tell you, I had a one-time gas pain in my life that I thought I was dying to. Like, it came up in my chest, and it probably took like 2 hours for it to work its way out.
It hurt.
Yeah, it was
like the worst.
It was a heavy fucking fart. It
felt like you took a blade and just like.
I mean, I was like, what did I can't even express how painful it was. Like, it probably hurts your organs to have like a huge amount of air.
It's pressure buildup too. They ain't got room for it.
So I believe that she was advised to change her diet, gas suppressant medication, which has effectively ended her business. After her fart business has basically bottomed out, which is kind of interesting to me. If I like knew it was a gas bubble, I wouldn't be like, I'm done with my business or something. And again, like with sex workers, they rely on this kind of income. So it is a privilege to be able to not have to fart in that instance, whereas other sex workers have to go out of all bounds to make it work in their career, in their, what's the word, in their job, in their wheelhouse. You could say her business ran out of gas, so don't hold your breath if you've been waiting for that fart delivery from Mato. Health lessons here. While intestinal gas is natural, too much can be a problem. So talks a lot about gas. So in the end, it would have been tough for her to maintain her fartrepreneurial business. The bottom line is that trying to increase the gas in your intestines is probably not a good idea. So if your business is somehow running on natural gas, you might want to find another source. Yeah, find some friends who like to fart. Take turns, take rounds.
So they're essentially saying that like that one and done was done. Like she didn't pivot.
Yeah, to me, with this being so comical, it just seems like a PR stunt. And that's just my intuition. But again, I commend everyone who's out there selling their farts. Okay. All right. Let's get into the blowjobs. So if you are here for the meaty part of the episode, no pun intended. This is a no pun intended office.
Is it?
Yeah. The package is here. No pun intended. All right. I am so excited to tell you that this article comes from badgirlsbible.com. Badgirlsbible.com/how-to-swallow-cum. This article is by Sean Jameson, so I would like to give them full credit. None of these are my words. Might have some comments, but the other day we got a new product in here called Flint Mints. They make your mouth salivate like crazy, and they kind of insinuate they can be used for blowjobs. So I product tested it, and holy wow. It definitely, like, if you have cotton mouth or just don't produce a lot of spit in general, it was extremely helpful. I was completely drooling. And sometimes, like, the taste of dick skin can get, like, and the taste of your spit mixed together after a lot of it can just, like, the smell of spit is just weird in general. So the Flint Mints were really cool. They make your mouth really tingly and hot, so we also felt that sensation, but it wasn't, like... There are dogs here if you did not notice. We love the doggies. So yeah, he was like, put it in my mouth and was just like, wow, it feels like winter green or something. But not like in a bad way. Like normally, like I didn't tell him it was cinnamon flavored because I didn't want him to think I was going to burn his cock off. I probably should have told him, but you know, we've been together for a while, so... that doesn't make it wrong or right. Trying to cover my ass here. Everything on the internet's forever. All right. How to swallow cum with ease. So my point was, after I product tested in the office, we were talking about cum swallowing. I was like, what's the best way? Like, do you swish it in your mouth before you swallow, or do you just take it like a shot? And everyone in here had a motherfucking opinion. And I was like, hold the fuck up. Like, one girl said you have to like literally suck it like like literally suck it out. Like, I know that sounds just general, but anyways, I have a weird thing about swallowing. Like, I have to swish food in my mouth before I swallow it. So I'm kind of a swisher, which makes it kind of weird. So we looked up this article and had a fucking ball. And my first instinct was, we got to read this on the podcast.
Of course we had a ball.
We're also on Instagram Live right now. Hopefully Instagram doesn't take this down. Any funny comments or commentary so far?
No, we just have the Wi-Fi working against us. But, you know, it's okay. People are still hanging on. They wanna hear all about the cum.
How many viewers?
Right now we're at 9. We've had... There has been more. You chose probably the lowest moment to ask me that question.
Quality over quantity, right?
There you go.
All right, let's get into it, y'all. How to swallow cum with ease. 5 simple steps coming from the Bad Girls Bible. Thank you, Sean Jameson, for writing this. Learning how to swallow cum at the end of a blowjob is an interesting topic. For some women, the thought is terrifying, while others find the idea both erotic and fun. By the way, if you are looking for tips and techniques on how to give mind-altering oral sex, check out Chapter 1 of In-Depth Blowjob Guide. So again, that is on thebadgirlsbible.com. Okay. They also have a podcast. Might have to reach out to them. Maybe. Oh, wrong sentence. One of the main psychological reasons why your man may want you to put your lips on his penis and swallow his load after coming is that it's both an erotic and submissive gesture. And let's be honest here, a lot of guys like to take the dominant role when having sex with you. Another reason may be that he has seen it in a porno and wanted to try it out himself. Maybe you like the idea of swallowing his load too. Many women do. In fact, a study found that 72.1% of women fantasized about giving their man fellatio, and 41.3% of women fantasized about a man ejaculating on them. Based on this, you can probably see how swallowing his load is an entirely normal fantasy to have. And in case you're wondering if eating his cum is safe, you'll be glad to know that as long as you and your man are healthy and disease-free, then it is perfectly safe. In fact, it's not only safe, it is even has health benefits that we discuss. Quick side note to encourage getting tested before you swallow someone's cum and vice versa. Okay. Dun, dun, dun. Before we dive into the fundamental and advanced techniques for swallowing your man's sperm, let's start with something that is essential to ensuring you have a great time doing it. Number one, what does cum taste like and how can I improve its taste? Your man's cum will usually taste a little bitter and salty, but it doesn't have to taste awful. The taste of your man's cum depends a lot on what he has just eaten. Many women have found that if their man has been eating something like asparagus, artichokes, or anything greasy, it will taste a lot nastier than usual. Yeah, because their pee smells too after asparagus.
Straight to pineapples. That'd be my superior choice to feed them.
Is that like a real thing?
I think to like some degree.
Isn't it for women too?
I believe so. Just like the ones that are like super naturally sweet.
Interesting.
Time to do some A/B testing.
You're not wrong. However, if your boyfriend has been drinking a lot of fruit juice or eating a lot of sweet fruit a few hours before you go down on him, it will taste quite sweet and will make it much easier to swallow. You also learn a lot of tricks and tips to deal with the taste in one of their other articles. All right, number 2, how to swallow his load, the basics. Swallowing your man's load is relatively easy. All you need to do is just allow him to ejaculate in your mouth. Then, when he is finished orgasming, just swallow it. Of course, that is much easier if you wash it down with a glass of water or something like fruit juice soda to mask its taste. And it's totally okay, side note, to not enjoy the taste of cum. It's, you know, when God made cum, he didn't say, "Let it taste like a damn watermelon." It should be bitter. It's self tea.
My cum tastes like watermelon shirt at the Morning Stoner.
Oh my god. Okay. As his sperm and semen are quite sticky in nature, you'll find that allowing him to ejaculate into the back of your throat is best, as it lets you more easily swallow it. It also means you don't have to worry about it hitting your taste buds. Again, that would make me throw up. And once more, warning, only advise swallowing your man's load if he's entirely free of STIs, as his semen can transport infections like hepatitis and HIV. Normalize getting tested. Number three, advanced techniques for swallowing his cum. Now that we've covered the easy basic techniques to swallowing his semen when giving head, let's move on to the more advanced techniques. Very exciting. Here we go. Play around with it. After he ejaculates in your mouth, instead of immediately swallowing it, keep it in your mouth. You can then open your mouth to show him his load before swallowing it. Or you can swirl it around your mouth so it looks like you are savoring the taste before gulping it down. If you want to be even kinkier, you can open your mouth and use your fingers to play with it. As it's so sticky, you can easily grab it with your fingers and let it slowly drip back into your mouth. Another kinky way to play with it is by blowing bubbles with his cum. I love it. If you aren't too keen to play with his cum before swallowing it, but you do want to make eating his cum hotter than usual, then just make some satisfying sounds after swallowing it, gently humming. Or yum after swallowing it is an excellent way to make it more erotic for both of you. You can even go a little further by telling him how it tasted. I love swallowing your cum. Or I adore feeling your cum trickle down my throat. Or swallowing your cum makes me so wet. You can learn more sexy and hot phrases to use on him in the Dirty Talking Guide. I love all these resources.
Yes.
Lick it up. Letting him finish in your mouth during fellatio is not the only way that you can swallow his cum. If he finishes somewhere on himself, you can still swallow it. It's as simple as licking it up after he comes, which can look crazy intense and hot for your man. And do it slowly. Facial swallow. This last cum swallowing technique is going to be a bit out there for most. Allow your partner to finish by giving you a facial. Holding his cock while he does it will help you to direct where he comes on your face and prevent him from hitting you in the eye. After he blows his load over your face, use your fingers to scoop up all his cum and then drop it in your mouth. Once you have all this cum in your mouth, swallow it and let out a satisfied sigh. Number four. Help! I don't want to swallow his cum! You may be in a relationship with a guy who wants you to swallow his load while you may not want to do it at all. That's perfectly fine. The important thing is to talk to him about it. Great relationships are based on mutual understanding and respect and great communication. Talk about the importance of great communication. You should never allow a guy to do something to you that you don't want. Make sure that he knows this. And don't ever do something just so this boy likes you. Because what's going to happen 10 years down the road when he thinks you like swallowing his cum and you do not? You are setting yourself up for failure, bitch. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
As with almost all sexual safe practices, my advice is to try it at least once with a guy that you know and trust before deciding if swallowing his load is something you do or don't enjoy. And remember, not all cum is the same. So, you know, if you want to try it with the other partners. However, if you want to avoid risks during oral sex, then it's advisable to keep the semen out your mouth, especially if you do not know your man's recent sexual history and want to make sure you're safe as possible, babes. Drink water. Gulp. Some women can also have an allergy to seminal fluid, in which case swallowing his cum should be avoided altogether. How do we know if we have an allergy to cum?
If your throat closes.
One way to find out.
Go to the doctor. I need to find out if I'm allergic to something specific.
I'm sure it's like with a latex condom the first time. You're probably like,
That's fair.
If you plan on finishing off a blowjob by swallowing your man's cum, then make sure that you give him a great BJ. Okay. Number 5, the health benefits of swallowing his cum. As I mentioned earlier, swallowing your man's cum is perfectly safe if both you and your guy are healthy and disease-free. In fact, it's not only safe, but it has a bunch of health benefits too. You should swallow when pregnant. Studies have found that swallowing his load after oral sex correlates with a diminished occurrence of preeclampsia, a nasty condition that pregnant women sometimes get that raises your blood pressure and can affect your organs like your kidneys. So yes, swallowing the cum is a healthy thing to do, even for pregnant women. Your face looks crazy.
I have something to tell my best friend.
Shout it from the rooftop.
Did you know what you need to do next time?
Oxytocin, aka the bonding hormone. Semen contains oxytocin, a hormone that helps you to increase trust, reduces your fear, and is also known as the bonding hormone or cuddle hormone, which is great if you want to feel closer to your man. And my girl, the Ho Mentor at HoCosmetics.com, she actually sells pheromone sprays. One of them has oxytocin in it, and you literally can spray it on your body to increase the bonding sensation. Just a little side note. I've sprayed it on some used panties before. Don't know if it works the same way, but just that's the truth.
Could make repeat customers.
Mm-hmm. Brain booster. Your man's seminal fluid, aka his cum, contains a lot of nerve growth factor, a compound responsible for the growth of neurons in your brain and boosting your brain health. Staying healthy with antioxidants. Semen also contains some beneficial antioxidants like superoxide dismutase, glutathione catalase, vitamin C, vitamin E, pruvate, and carnitine, and citric acid, which all protects against damaging free radicals.
You ever play the Sims games?
Oh, yeah.
You sounded just like you were talking in Sims.
Is that a compliment? It's my charm.
I'll let you make that whatever you need it to be.
I would love someone to try to read that. It's like what's that, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Or, I don't know, some game show. Like, pronounce this for $1 million.
That would be a good game show idea.
Just pronouncing words.
Yes.
It's like a spelling bee. All right, what else? Live longer. Your man's load contains a compound known as spermidine, which has been proven to have anti-aging properties. Electrolytes. A guy's semen contains numerous electrolytes, including calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium, zinc, and chloride, which are vital for staying healthy, especially if you're an athlete and want to function at your highest level, babe. Although rehydrating with a bottle of semen instead of your usual isotonic drink is going to be pretty awkward. But by the way, these electrolytes are one of the reasons why your man's cum tastes salty.
Who needs a multivitamin when you can drink cum?
Yeah, this just makes me think about all the guys who want to buy used condoms from me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of his hard no's. But cream pie panties, I believe, is when a man comes inside you and then the cum creams into kind of like cream pie porn, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So I have sold a few of those. They definitely have a higher price point, and it's like little to no effort.
That's fair.
But yeah, I guess.
Definitely hike the price up.
Yeah. Sugar for energy. Protein for bodybuilders. So yeah, let's get out of here.
As a diabetic, is my blood gonna go up if I swallow my husband's cum?
Diabetic. It says difficulty comes up. Diabetes and swallowing. Diabetes makes it harder to properly break down sugars. Swallowing. Oh, I put C-U-M-E. That's why. Is sperm good for diabetics? Men with type 1 diabetes may want to be able to use some...
Interesting correlation.
Yeah, there's like, can diabetes stop you from ejaculating? I don't... How many times should a man release sperm in a week? Okay, so many questions.
3 million.
Okay. This is going to sound a little crazy, but I want to teach you some oral techniques I call sexual heroin, because they will make any man completely and utterly addicted to you, doing anything just to be with you. These secret oil... Oh, all...
Someone said it's the snoring in the background for me. They can hear Dagwood snoring.
Dagwood! Baby! Yeah.
So I was just napping.
Sweet old man. So I was going to tell you the secret oral sex techniques, but you have to click here to discover them. Okay.
We don't have that many clicks left of us.
So that's the end of the article, How to Swallow Cum with Ease. If you'd like to have more episodes of how to make sexual things easier, or just how to do them to your best capabilities in general, hit me up on Instagram at slutchpreneur or the contact form through professionalgoddess.com. That's all we have for today. Follow me on Instagram at Miss Mothership. I'm on YouTube, The Professional Goddess.
You're on Amazon.
I'm on Amazon. We have a Discord link in the description of this episode, along with our Facebook group.
We have TikToks.
TikToks at Rebecca Blue, 2Ks at Weird Things I Saw on the Internet. My spicy TikToks at Rebecca Rabbit. I'm also on OnlyFans. Make sure you click or check out the referral link in the description if you want to start on OnlyFans. I really appreciate when you guys use my referral links. I work really hard and want to give that back to you. So giving me a little something back, I'm much appreciated. A little sprinkle. So that's all we have for today. I'll see you guys next week. And now I'm going to attempt to play the outro music by clicking this.
Refresh. Just Dagwood snoring, leading us out.
Oh god. Hold on. We're gonna do this again. Okay, and action. Mm.